1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Gentlemen, please welcome to the program producer, one of the producers from Car Masters, Rust to Riches, which starts season two on Netflix today. Brad Weber. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Morning, boys. Morning, Bob. Good morning, Brian.
Howdy.
How are you?
So, Rust to Riches is, riches.
Yeah, lots of riches, lots of gold in them
out right
there, hills.
So, how the hell are you, by the way?
Good. Hey, guys, listen to this number. Happy 32nd anniversary. Happy 32 years for us three.
Really?
32 years of, yeah.
That we met 32 years ago?
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers when we met, almost to the day, guys.
Is that right?
1988.
Did you put this in your diary? Dear diary, met Bob and Brian today. They're so dreamy.
only the special moments in life, which is when we met one of them.
you were doing spring training for the Brewers.
Yeah, and you guys came down to broadcast for the first time.
Yes, you were an intern with the Brewers at the time, and now you've moved on. We're stuck in the same spot. We have not advanced one iota, not one. We haven't moved ahead by one nickel in the 32
same
years.
Same job,
same place, same time, same everything. But you have moved from out of this radio station out to California, and you become a producer. How does that happen? And how do you get a show on Netflix?
Well, it's a long road, and it wasn't just me. It takes a team. It takes a group, and I team up when you're producing. A lot of times we're independent contractors, and I've always had a passion for cars, as you guys know. And so I'm working with the production company, Mac Pictures, and they came to me to see if I wanted to work on this show, knowing that I've got contacts in car world. And so we're premiering season two today. So it's about relationships and a phone call and trying to get this thing off the ground in season one, where you're building 13 cars and trying to stay on schedule and trying to stay within budget and come up with the creative. And it's a cast of five characters. And
they do all the work, right? Just want you to pull the curtain back here a little bit. These five people do all the work on the cars, or is there some help on the sides that we don't see?
Absolutely. Well, we have a couple nurses handing them the tools. They do all of the work. And, that's why it's one of the hardest things in a show like this, is when you're trying to stay on schedule. You know, you're trying to stay on your build schedule. And, there's some bumps in the road, no pun intended, along the way. It just doesn't go smoothly when you're building a classic car. And things happen. In season one, we were commissioned to build a smart car for a winery in Temecula, a beautiful winery there, and build a smart car that they could take around the winery and build grapes. Well, our first test drive, when we tried to convert that smart car into an off-road vehicle, we broke a front axle, and we had to go back to the drawing board and what's going to work. So those are time delays. Those are delays you have to stay within budget. You're constantly, on a weekly basis, updating the network, updating Netflix, and what's going on with your schedule.
So what is the what is the timeline from where you start a season? You go, okay, we're starting now, and we need to be done by when? What was, for season two, how many months did you guys tape or film?
Great question, Bob. It's 16 weeks. So
you're going to build 13 cars in 16 weeks?
Exactly, Brian.
Whoa.
Four months. You're grinding, you're wrenching, you're underneath the hood, you're test driving, you're going on location, you're doing reveals, in each, it's the model of this show, Car Masters, Rest to Riches, is upgrade and trade. So we'll try to find a car for $500 to $1,000, and we'll do a few things to it. We'll put some new wheels on, maybe, give it a paint job, maybe put a new, front grille on it, and then we'll upgrade and try to sell it for maybe $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay, so taking a car that's beat up and trying to make it a show car, this is
showing people how to find some kind of vehicle and turn it around and sell it at a profit.
Well, you know, Brian, a lot of times we're wheeling in just the chassis. You know, we're like there's air in the tires. So it is almost, you know, with a few of the builds within the season in the series, we are building some of the cars from the ground up.
But when you do finish one of your cars, you're trading. You have to trade up every time because there is a goal that you're trying to get to, right? Like you finished with the Futura last year.
Exactly. So we're trying to get to that six-figure deal. We're trying to land and trying to get, you know, dollars into the garage so the guys have, you know, some income coming in. So we're trying to get to that. That's the goal.
Okay, so each car builds on the last car. You take the money from the first car, buy a second car, sell it for more, get a third car, and so on.
Exactly. So the model, you usually have, you know, two cars. You might have also we throw in a bike, a motorcycle in an episode for some quick cash. Season one, it was a Harley. Season two, that's what, you know.
Okay, we're looking. So what do you start out the year at? If you're trying to get to a six-figure deal, what's the starting point?
It's a great question. It was a 55 Thunderbird that came in with a rat's nest in the engine. It was just all rusted out. And, a lot of patina on the car. It barely rolled. Didn't have an engine. It was terrible.
Well, those sound like problems. What'd you pay for it?
You know, gone are the days, Brian, or your Camaro, or Bob, your Monte Carlo that when we first started on the show. You know, these would be a classic now,
wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing. Like, Monte Carlos right now are really, really hot. And, Brian, I tell you what, there's your Camaro in this neighborhood in Sherman Oaks. When I'm walking with the baby and with my wife, Jennifer, your old silver gray Camaro, I see it.
That was a Firebird, by the way.
That was a Firebird, yeah.
Was that a Firebird?
Yeah.
Man,
it's
right there. Yeah. But you were trying to upgrade and save it. And then this season two, which premiered today, we pay homage. We tribute one of the all-time great designers from Detroit in the automotive world. And we land in a really, really special place in season two.
Is it John DeLorean? No, I'm serious. John DeLorean had a big footprint in Detroit.
Absolutely. So this gentleman, it's a name that not a lot of people have heard, but should have. And his story is amazing. His story is fabulous. And it was really a special season as we built, you know, as we kind of led our way and went through the episodes and through the series and landing in a really, really cool place that I think the viewers are really very much going to enjoy.
Do you have the same cast this year that you had for season one, or did you change some people out, or?
Same cast, same five. Mark Toll, who's the owner of Gotham Garage, we have one of our characters, his name is Caveman, and I tell you what, he lives the life of a caveman. One of our builders is an amazing a female builder. Her name is Constance Nunez.
She's your engine chick, right? She's the one who rebuilds the engines.
Yeah, absolutely. She grew up, guys. She grew up in her dad's garage. Her dad Ernie is a builder in Ernie's garage up in Calabasas, and that's where she was wrenching from little on.
Does she know the Kardashians?
Calabasas, you know.
Yeah, you know, I believe she does. I believe she does. Okay. Because as big as Southern California is, at the same time, it's very small. And then the other, our wheeler dealer, our guy out in the field is Sean. I think everyone's going to really enjoy Sean this season, Sean Pilot. And then Tony Akionis is our fabricator.
And you can binge watch all the episodes starting today, right? You release the whole season today.
Yeah, today's the premiere day, Brian, and you can binge watch them. They're sitting in a sweet spot. You know, we found for these episodes and with Netflix is right. They're falling right about 35, 36 minutes.
Okay.
And that seems they move, they flow very well. Move along and keeps the people in the game and keeps your attention in there.
I binge watched season one, I think, in a weekend. I think I watched all of them, and it's like, oh, that's it? It's over? Now I have to wait a year, but season two
was only eight episodes last time.
Yeah.
There's what did you say, 13?
Yeah, eight episodes. So season two will be eight episodes once again.
Okay.
Yeah. So eight, and that's what we found from the viewers is they wanted another season. They wanted this. It was like, oh, where is it? Is it coming in a couple months? And we couldn't see anything. We knew we were building the brand, and we were building these cars and a season two. And that's one of the hardest things, is just to keep everything quiet.
How big is the film crew rooting around the garage while they're working on stuff? I imagine you have individual cameras on each person, right?
Well, you would hope, but it's a small team, and it's an amazing team. We have three shooters. We have an A camera, B camera, a C. So you have three shooters. You have an AC, a camera assistant. So our crew, it's pretty small. It's not okay. Like what you have there of, like, I know you have a team of like 30.
But wait, you mean on the Bob and Brian show, team of 30?
Yeah.
Our producer's on vacation this week. The disc jockeys are running things. That's how slim down we are. What a tight crew we're running these days. We'd have taken you back, Brad, to run the show this week.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm there for you anytime you want me, because that's where it all started, right with you guys.
You said you're a car guy. What are you driving these days? Because you're a new dad. What sort of van are you in, by the way?
I'm out back. I'm looking at it now.
Be so honest.
I'm driving. Of course. That's one of my faults is my honesty. Maybe I'm driving a 2017 Honda CRV.
CRV. That's a van. What is that? Is that a crossover? I'm not sure what a CRV is.
It's a midsize SUV.
Oh, SUV. Okay. That's not that embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
One of the sponsors of your show, Boucher, Frank Boucher, is a dear friend of mine, and I said, hey, what the heck should I get? I got a baby on the way.
And he says, Brad, for you, I think a CRV is what you need. That's like, good.
Yes.
I want to see your head in a Honda CRV. Now, have you at least had the guys around the garage throw some bigger rims on it,
paint some flames on the door.
Yeah, maybe put a golf tee in the governor under the hood, so it's a little quicker.
I have all those things. It's lowered. I've got some brand new spinners on it.
All right. Excellent.
Blacked out. It's got some gold trim. It's amazing.
All right. I have to ask you, too, before we let you go, because we're getting late here. The name of the show is Car Masters Rust to Riches. It's a good show. It's a nice, you watch, you go, how are they going to make this work? What do they have out back to throw on this? It's if you like car shows, it's very interesting. Who was the last celebrity you ran into in the grocery store or at a stoplight or in the mall or whatever?
Wow.
Come on.
The last, probably Warren Beatty. Probably Warren Beatty. Ran into him up in Brentwood. I was going in to just get a coffee in the Upper Village of Brentwood, and there he is, just sitting there talking to a girl
in the coffee shop. In the coffee shop.
Yeah, in a little Bel Air Cafe.
Was he talking to Annette Bening?
Because
that's his wife.
I know. I believe I wasn't sure. Whoever it was had a hat and glasses on, and I didn't want to stare. I didn't want to be that person. But sure. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you who the very first person is that I saw when I left you guys and came out this way. I was waiting tables. I was working at a restaurant in Brentwood. I had just been cut to go home, and who came walking through the door? But it was Jim Carrey. And Carrey came in. They ended up seating him in my section, if you will. And I was like, please, you have to let me back on, because this is just when he was blown up. Mask had just came out.
Okay.
And he ordered a glass of wine. He was with, who was it, Lauren Holly? Was that?
That was
his girlfriend for a while.
Yeah, she was in Dumb and Dumber with him, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren Holly, yes.
Lauren Holly.
Boy, there's so somebody.
Yeah.
There's somebody you don't talk about ever anymore. She's gone. But, all right. And how'd he tip?
Great. It was like, 30-40%. But I almost dumped a glass of wine I was carrying on his tray right down his forehead. I was so freaking nervous. But a really good guy. Really good guy. I'll never forget that. So, pretty cool dude.
All right. That's not bad. All right. Brad, well, good luck with the show. Season 2 premieres today. Car Masters.
Rust to Riches.
Check it out. I'm glad you guys stay healthy. Please stay safe and stay home and as much as you can. And always great to talk to you.
All right, Brad.
Stop in and see us next time you're around here.
Absolutely.
We'd like to act like big stars around you.
That's right. That's right. That's me. That's me for sure.
All right, Brad. We'll talk to you later.